Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. I'm talking about Mood.com's incredible line of functional gummies. And you can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with the promo code BROS. Love this company. Shit, dude. I just took their Sleepy Time gummies the last two nights. It said on the package, hey, dude, you'll be out in 15 minutes. Said on the website, you'll be out in 15 minutes. That is never, ever true. Holy shit, did these take me down? And I got the best sleep of my life the last two nights, man. It's been incredible, dude. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes, like I just told you, and take you to the mood you're looking for. So whether it's that mind magic gummies for deep work or creativity, my wife does the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or they got their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for action and turn every touch into a full body experience. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high to pretty much, you know, wherever you need, anywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes, and everything ships discreetly right to your door. Mine came in like a shoebox. It was great, but I also ordered a shit ton of these. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. They've got THC products for everyone, and the taste is lights out. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code BROS. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use promo code BROS when you check out to save 20% off your first order. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So try Hims hair loss solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your own home. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride, minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, they got spray and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, no insurance is needed. And one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drinkingbros. That's hims.com/drinkingbros for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/drinkingbros. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. Fake news. What do you got there, Dan? You got yourself a new fancy little camera?
No, I've had this for a long time.
Oh, yeah?
I just like taking pictures sometimes. Okay, well, I'm tired of everybody taking pictures of me. I'm just gonna start taking pictures of everybody else. Like if when somebody's like, "Hey, can I get a picture?" I'm like, "No, but I want a picture of you." Like I won't take a picture with people, but yeah. I'll take a picture of them and then leave.
I just assumed that you did that anyways. Is that weird?
Well, I do it without people knowing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like that's a decent lens on there. Like I could see you on your balcony.
Oh, you should see the one I'm picking up. Shots. The one I'm picking up this weekend is a fucking 800 millimeter lens. I can take a picture of the surface of the moon with that bitch. Which, if you think I'm using that for anything good, you're out of your goddamn mind, right?
Yeah.
I'm obviously going to be using that for evil in some way or another.
Oh, I can't wait. Are you in that in L.A.?
Yeah.
It sounds Sammy's. Like a Sammy's camera Sammy's, purchase. Yeah. Yeah.
They're the only people in the whole country that have it. I've been looking for 2 months for this goddamn lens, and I couldn't find it anywhere. Of course they have it.
Sammy's is legit, dude. Yeah. They're just expensive. Well, you know. So here we are, kids. Another week and another week of fake news. Another week of madness, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
It just keeps getting crazier. It's almost hard to keep up when you start the show because you're like, oh, shit, there was three other stories that – you could also talk about, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I did some...
The Rand Paul thing that just...
I haven't even seen that yet.
What's going on right now. I don't know why Dr. Fauci is testifying again or on Senate Hill or Capitol Hill or whatever we're calling that these days. I don't know why he's there, but Rand Paul was just like, hey, man, why are you walking around wearing two masks after you've been vaccinated, telling everybody that we might be wearing masks for another year? Like, shouldn't it be a treat or a reward to say, hey, if you go out and get vaccinated, then you don't have to wear the mask anymore. Because he's been talking about this vaccine hesitancy that they're worried about with people, right? And I looked at this and I was like, oh, well, finally somebody said it. I'm all done with Dr. Fauci now. Why do we keep trotting him out? Does he still work for the president?
I have no idea. But you know who does for sure work for the president is John Kerry. He doesn't apparently wear a mask on commercial airlines.
Lurch.
This is a good story.
Yeah,
it's a really good story. So Lurch is at it again. John Kerry, the U.S. special presidential envoy for climate, who also happens to be the czar of a number of different things. But he took his mask off yesterday when he was to read a book.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how that works, but, you know, he was on an American Airlines flight.
Was on one last night.
Yeah.
They didn't let me take my mask off.
No, and they certainly didn't say shit to him. Now they're investigating it or whatever. So the so-called climate envoy was not eating, nor was he drinking, even though first class passengers are often served before takeoff, right? So in a lot of the flights, the rest of the cabin other than first class isn't served at all.
Correct.
They hand you a little bag full of like... It's basically fucking UN rice, right?
Yeah.
Like, here's your fucking bag, peasant. Get out of here.
It's basically like a survival kit if you are stuck somewhere for like 4 hours.
Yeah.
It's got
like a bag of nuts maybe and like the smallest bottle of water.
It's a Clif Bar that's about this size. Yeah. The smallest bottle of water and then Cheez-Its. I know because I haven't stopped flying throughout this whole pandemic.
Yeah.
So what happened was yesterday, and I'm amped that we're starting off with this. Because the airlines are so desperate to get people back on, but they've got all these weird policies and all this other shit. First class is only like $80 more.
Yeah.
And let's face it, if you're checking a bag, they're going to ring you up for 40 for that anyway. So I was in first class in American, and the only reason to do it is so you can get served drinks over and over again and then take off your mask and not have to wear it throughout the flight. Now, Lurch wasn't drinking anything at all. He wasn't pounding booze, which is the only reason to be in first class.
Yeah, he was pounding book learning into his own head.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck this guy's thinking.
Do you not know, though, that somebody's going to snap a pic of that? Like, you're John Kerry. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like if I had his face, I would never want to look in a mirror.
Well, not only that, but if you have his face, wouldn't you want to put a mask on it?
Yeah, very recognizable. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the mask is too big for that fucking beak.
Could be.
Yeah. I mean, I could see him opening up his mouth and just like scooping krill out of the water like a seagull or some shit. You know
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
What a piece of shit this guy is. So back to American Airlines. They had a press release on February 1st. It says American Airlines aligns existing mask requirements with U.S. government mandates and also said they would fully comply with the president's mask regulations. The White House, of course, declined to comment on this.
Yep. They always do.
I mean, they'll circle back at some point, I'm sure. But instead, they referred everybody to the State Department, where Kerry actually works as a special climate envoy. And they haven't commented on the matter either. Kerry actually dismissed the violation of the federal order in a tweet and said it was a momentary lapse in his mask wearing. And American Airlines announced as the news spread about the incident that it is conducting an investigation. No, you're not.
No, you're not going to do anything.
But you should. You should do your job, American Airline. And because he's such a high-profile character and made such a grievous mistake in a position of authority where other people listen to him, you should ban him from your airlines in the same way that Delta banned Rob O'Neill.
Yeah.
This would really send a message.
Yes.
Right? That's how
and that you care, and that's what we're doing. Hot Bob, can you pull up that picture? Put it on the screen. And fire up that monitor, too, over here, that second one, so we can see that big guy on there. I just want to see him. Because whoever took this photo, the reason why I want to show you this here, if you're watching live on YouTube, if you are, hammer the like button so we can beat the algorithm. It was a professional shot. Like, usually you're trying to get, like, maybe a side angle or something like this. It was a very, very nice shot there. Could be a Galaxy phone, you know?
Oh.
Yeah, look at that. Enjoying a nice little read.
Well, luckily,
he's saying is that the glasses would have been down over the beak and that he can't wear a mask for that? Or?
I see. Yeah, maybe it's fogging up his glasses.
Well.
So I feel like if reading is more important than the safety of those around you, mm-hmm. then the safety of those around you isn't actually in question.
No.
Right?
No, it's not. No, it is not.
I've got more info, by the way. You're talking about Fauci and all the vaccination stuff and why. I don't understand why people are so pathological about others getting this. And it's, I talked to a virologist that works.
An actual one?
Yes.
Okay.
That works in a lab. And this person informed me that the efficacy of these vaccines is bullshit. Mm-hmm. Right, they're not working as intended. This is what I was told. So let me read. The number of people testing positive with symptoms after being fully vaccinated is super concerning. It's a vaccine that doesn't prevent infection or transmission. It'll never allow us to reach herd immunity, not through vaccines anyway. So the idea is that when you're talking about herd immunity, you decide, you know, based on the evidence, what percentage of the population has to be immunized, whether through exposure or through a vaccine, right? Mm-hmm. And then you take out all the people who can't get it for one reason or another. They're immune compromised and they can't get it, or there's some other reason that they cannot get the vaccine. Then you take out all the people who won't, right?
Right.
Get the vaccine. Then you're left with a pool of a certain amount of people. Now, if the efficacy of the vaccine isn't enough to reach threshold limits for the entire population. So let's just say it's 60% of the people are actually eligible to take it, right?
Yeah.
If you can't get, if 60%, if it requires 60% to get herd immunity, mm-hmm. right? You need 100% efficacy of the vaccine. And that's not the case. Obviously, it never is the case.
Right.
So we cannot reach herd immunity through the vaccine alone. So the WHO pulling that statement, which has been science for fucking thousands of years, not really thousands, but it's been science forever, that exposure and vaccines are the way to go, right?
Yeah.
Is there people are going to die because of this. Like, old people are going to die because they won't fucking do what they're supposed to do. It's a Cuomo situation all over again. They're playing politics. They think they know better than you about how to live your life and blah, 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 and what you should risk versus what they would want you to risk and all this stuff, and they're trying to tell you what to do, and they're fucking wrong. And they've been wrong this entire goddamn time.
Yeah, and look, I don't see any of this changing. By the way, BK just gave you $50 and said, here's for some drugs this weekend.
Thanks,
Dan.
Buddy.
We're going to Los Angeles, and great weed there. So you're good to go on that one. As far as this vaccination thing is concerned, right, if half the people, let's say half the people take it, right? Mm-hmm. And then the other half have had COVID, like Rand Paul was saying. Wouldn't we reach herd immunity that way? And what's the best way to get there? Because right now, there's been a couple deaths with this, right?
A
couple.
There always will be. I mean,
who's had reactions to this?
Of course,
and
there will be because, think about the way of that you administer these or how you roll them out. Obviously, you go to the people that are most at risk first.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like people are dying left and right, man. It's not, that does not mean the vaccine is killing people. It means people who are probably going to die anyway got a vaccine And I mean, sometimes it does mean that, but in this case, that's not been the case. What it means is we started with the people most at risk, because that's just how you do that.
Sure. And
a lot of the failure, if you want to call it that, is front-loaded. But over time, it is not that dangerous. It's not a question of whether the vaccine is dangerous or not, really. Not at this point, anyways. The question is it efficient? Mm-hmm. Like, is there efficacy there that will help us reach herd immunity? The answer right now is no. So we need a new strategy, a better strategy, a Dan strategy. Vote Dan and whatever the fuck.
Well, so let me ask you this.
Sounded like a fucking commercial that I was reading right there.
Look, I approve this. Drinking Bros approves this message. Drinking Bros paid for and approves this message. What would be the Dan strategy? I'm not kidding either.
Well, first of all, I would think about reality and what's actually happening here. The vast majority of people are not at risk. So I would have kept them working. I mean, we've had this discussion a billion times. Keep people working day to day. Keep a close eye on if any groups that are outlier groups that we don't think are susceptible, right? Mm-hmm. Make sure that low-income folks are getting taken care of, because they typically have bad preventative medicine, which means they're just by existing, they're at greater risk, even if they don't have pre-existing conditions, because they have, like, diabetes is a big factor, heart disease is a big factor, right? Shit like that. And then you take care, you isolate the people that are truly at risk.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So if we were in a fight right now, like a gunfight, and we were doing like a hostage extraction or something like that, or just trying to get people out of the area during an emergency management situation, the first thing, women and children first, motherfucker. I mean, it's an age-old theory. You take the people that are most at risk and the least capable of defending themselves from physical violence, and you put them behind you, and you fucking lead them the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
We should have done the same thing with old people. We should have done the same thing with fat people, to be honest. But we should have done the thing with fat people 100 years ago by stopping corn syrup. You know what I mean? And enriched flour and refined sugar and processed foods. We should have done this a long time ago, but now we have to fix it, right? So we have to get people healthy again. Attack the problem. Don't just fucking... This is corporal punishment. You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. That's all it is. It's intellectual laziness, because it's politically expedient to do that. Deaths look bad on television.
Mm-hmm.
So my plan would be to protect the people that are most at risk, right? And to let everybody else do what the fuck they want, but give people accurate information and not
would
try
you
to
give them the vaccinations, the people that are at risk. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, gotcha.
I mean, provided gotcha. They wanted it. I wouldn't force anybody to take it, but
obviously,
if they want it, and I think I would assume most older people probably do.
They do. Yeah. I mean, the majority that I've talked to have said, yes, I want this, but I will wait my turn. Right.
But for everybody else, rather, you saw this in California and you saw it in Florida. If you look at the end of the last year, Florida and California had essentially the same outcome with very different strategies. Florida stayed mostly open.
Yep.
California did not. But there are secondary effects of that. So Florida stayed mostly open. And they had more spikes, like more frequent spikes throughout the summer and fall.
Uh-huh.
California had less spikes, but they were way bigger, right?
Right.
So the big problem, the reason that we started all this shit, the reason that the fucking 14 days or 15 days or whatever to flatten the curve was to make sure that hospitals didn't get fucked up, right? So if you're Florida and you have smaller spikes throughout the year, that is typically how it goes, right, with viral activity.
Mm-hmm.
So hospitals are prepared for that. If you're California and you shut everybody's businesses down and everybody got COVID at the same time, that's when hospitals got overrun there.
Right.
They handled it completely wrong. Everything they did was wrong. So good information, right, is important. Vaccinations are certainly important, but we have they don't understand data science, apparently, and distribution. You know what I mean? It makes no sense the way we handle this shit.
Yeah, and I talked about this briefly this morning on Ross Patterson Revolution. There was finally one article about Florida and Ron DeSantis in particular, and they said, did he get it right? Because it seems like he did, and they brought up the same thing. They were like, look, the numbers really weren't that different death-wise as far as Florida and everywhere else. And by the way, you're right, Florida stayed mostly open.
But the rates, so Florida did have a slightly higher death rate, but they also have a population that is on average 6+ years
older. Yes, correct. Right? Yeah.
And it's you got to think, if the average age of a person in California is 36, the average age in Florida is 42, right?
Mm-hmm.
So That is a huge difference. That means there are a lot more 65-year-old plus people. There are tons more people in that fucking high-risk group in Florida than there are in California. So any time you come even close to California's results, that is a win.
Yes.
Because California is so much younger. So the fact that they were to split death rate-wise by, you know, a hair means that California completely fucked it up, which is no surprise. There are a bunch of idiots out there.
Yeah.
And Florida, I mean, look, if you give people the information, right, and the education, not just the information, but also to educate them on the issue and then let them do what they want, by and large, people will do the right thing, right?
Yeah.
But the left doesn't believe that. They think they need to tell you what to do. And that if you don't do what they do, you're being unethical or somehow. Think about that from an American liberty standpoint. The government thinks it can tell you what to do, and you're wrong if you don't do what they tell you to do. That is not how we fucking operate in this motherfucking country, dude. I mean, this is wild ass shit.
Yeah.
But here we are.
Yeah, here we are. And again, Fauci's on Capitol Hill today talking about whatever the fuck he does.
He shouldn't be speaking in public ever.
I'm all done with him, man. Just get him the fuck out of here forever.
But they don't have a whole lot of options.
Did he carry over? Did he carry over into the new administration?
Yeah, he's still there.
He's working for Biden? Who? Fauci.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's been since Reagan.
Yeah, I know he's been there since Reagan, but at a certain point, do we just turn to somebody new and be like, hey, man, this guy has been on fucking TV for a year contradicting himself over and over and over again. Like, I'm tired of hearing it. I don't believe anything he says anymore. He had too many opportunities and he fucked it up. So I'm done with Fauci. Bring in somebody new. Bring in somebody hot. You know, fucking throw Dr. Oz in there or whatever. It's kind of a bullshit job, right?
Oz is a cunt too.
Is he?
Yeah.
Throw in Dr. Frank. Shit, he was on yesterday's episode. Get Dr. Frank in.
What about Dr. Dre? He's just like calling white people the N-word over and over. Saying fuck the police and shit.
Dr. Dre is busy right now.
He would definitely be better than... Well, I don't know. He's out of the hospital, I think.
He's got a high-profile divorce case that he's going
That's
through.
That's true, yeah.
And Dr. Dre.
Apparently, Dr. Dre... We never did a story on this, but Dr. Dre's estranged ex-wife like stole a bunch of his shit while he was in a coma.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bad. If you, we're not going to get into it here, but go look it up. It's super fucked up.
We'll get into it here one day. Not today, but...
Whenever there's some like kind of new news or resolution on it, yeah.
It's pretty fucking funny, man, because... That's actually happened a lot, like with when people are going through it. Yes, yeah. When they're going through a divorce, the women will take shit and hide it, and then that's it. And they'll try to sell it later.
Don't I know it? Not personally, obviously, because I've never
been married.
Been married,
yeah.
But I will be.
Yeah. You think so?
And then I'll definitely get robbed. No, I've been robbed by an outgoing girlfriend for sure. Not even that long ago.
Really?
Yeah, I told you about all that.
I don't know that I know the exact one, but
we'll get in. Well, yeah, you do.
Next up, the Washington Post lied about Donald Trump. Big shock there.
Yeah.
On January 3rd, the Washington Post's Amy Gardner broke the news that in an hour-long recorded phone call, President Donald Trump repeatedly pressured Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger. That's a terrible name. Raffensperger.
He should have really done something about that name.
Shorten it to Raffy, at least, to investigate the results of the election. 6 days later, in the wake of storming the Capitol, Gardner broke a follow-up story revealing that Trump had a similar phone call with another Georgia official, Raffensperger's lead investigator, Francis Watson. The official claimed that on the call, Trump said Watson should find the fraud and could become a national hero by doing so. But according to a newly surfaced recording of the call with Watson, Trump did not, in fact, say those exact words. What he did say, she could find dishonesty in Fulton County, and that when the right answer comes out, you'll be praised. But the language of the quotes in the post attributed to Trump's was not accurate. Big surprise there. Did they run, a correction on, the last page? That's what they typically do.
Well, now in digital publishing, you just run it on the same page that you originally posted the article with an update. So unless somebody goes back and actually looks at that article, no one ever sees it. They don't republish it or anything.
Great.
Like that. Yeah.
That's a fun
thing. It's even easier to get away with shit now, apparently.
Yeah, because, you know, to my knowledge, this was my county growing up. The Fulton County is mine. That's where I lived.
I lived just north of there.
Yeah. So they were supposed to do some investigation on this, and I haven't heard a word since on this fucking thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't hold my breath, my man. Wouldn't hold my breath because now the outcome is not going to be anti-Trump, so they're not going to pursue it anymore.
Yeah. You know what
I mean? It has nothing to do with finding the truth. It's like, can we make this stick to Trump? No, all right, jettison that aside.
Yeah, what's next?
And then
next?
We'll move on to the next thing.
What do you have next? Yeah. That's fucking hilarious, man. Yes.
What it is pathetic. I mean, the official claim that Trump has said that they should find the fraud, what he actually said was, if you look hard enough, you're going to find dishonesty. Yeah. And that when the right answer comes out, you'll be praised for it. He didn't mean I will praise you for it. He said you'll be praised for doing the right thing. That's what he was saying.
Right.
The language of the quotes, the posts attributed to Trump are not accurate at all. But, I mean, that's not... Come on. Nobody's fucking surprised by this shit.
Another day, dude.
Washington Post... That's why when the Washington Post reached out and tried to fuck around with Elon Musk, he said, why don't you go back and tell your overlord to get fucked? You know what I mean? Talking about Bezos and all this shit. Like, these people... are you guys really that fucking stupid? I don't mean our fans. I just mean people in general. Are you really that stupid that the guy who owns one of the top five biggest companies in the world and also owns one of the most influential newspapers in the world isn't using that shit somehow? Like, you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
You really not believe that? You trust a single fucking word that comes from the Washington Post? How could you? Like, how could you trust anything they say? Get the fuck out of here. These people are cunts.
It's so crazy to me because... I think it would be valuable.
Cunts.
Yeah.
Cunts.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of cunts, all politicians are cunts.
Yes.
And you can get that on the merch store.
APAC.
Yeah.
APAC.
You can get that.
Merch store is open finally, by the way.
Yeah.
Drinkingbros.com. Just go to click store on the thing, and we've got all of the things in there. So it is up and running.
Click merch at the top. There's a link on the top level there.
In my opinion, they should teach a college course on what words mean in articles and in particular the media, and how the spin is just like, it's right. I mean, it's very slight, but it is, depending upon your wording, big enough to change the entire narrative of either an article or the way you think.
Right.
I just did this the other day. I had this tweet out. So Vanity Fair, they were talking about Jared Kushner in here. He says, according to Kushner, if the Biden administration is smart, it'll listen to him. That was Kushner's quote, right?
Right.
And he was talking about something else regarding like COVID or whatever. And then Vanity Fair tweeted out, Jared Kushner, who helped his father-in-law kill 400,000 people, has some free tips for Joe Biden.
They said that specifically?
Yes.
Man.
That is the exact tweet. So I just read that word for word.
There's the evidence we see right now is that number is the number of deaths of COVID is fucking crazy inflated, right? Like, everybody knows that now, right?
Yes. I do. However, on every other site, there's just a running tally on a lot of these websites that goes up every single day. I think, Bob, what is it, 536 now or someone? So that's the number, and there's like these running tallies of what the COVID deaths are. My response to this was from the magazine who helped enable Harvey Weinstein to rape hundreds of women, because that Vanity Fair party at the Oscars was, I mean, that was Harvey Weinstein's thing forever. And they, you know, cherished all the fucking pedophiles and all that shit in Hollywood. Like, but to write shit like this, and when you do write shit like this, it does change the narrative of things. And the way an article is like, Jared Kushner has nothing to do with fucking, you know?
No, he doesn't care about any of that shit. I mean, look, Jared Kushner was in the Middle East. You think he had time to do whatever the fuck they're saying he was doing and negotiate peace deals with five Middle Eastern countries and Israel? Are you out of your fucking mind? You think that's easy to do, by the way? Like, I don't like this guy. I feel like he probably, of all the fucking elites out there that might drink baby blood, he's right at the top of my goddamn list.
Kushner? Oh, yeah.
He looks like a guy that's just like wringing babies out over his head and letting the blood flow down over his body. You know what I mean? But be a little bit reasonable. Could he have accomplished these things? And... I mean, come on, man. This is just fucking ludicrous. It's absolutely ludicrous.
But everything I watch, everything I read has some just tiny slant on it. And as a writer, I know exactly what the fuck they're doing. And it's just this much.
It's
just
very dishonest.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that other fucking guy, David Muir, and I rail on him all the time. The ABC.
He's a real piece
America's most trusted newsman. Like, he's now three times ahead of every other anchor at that time slot on 6 p.m. Like, he's the guy now. And if you watch the news when he's on it, he will just tweak it ever so slightly back to Trump or back to the last administration or whatever. And it was like, God damn it, man. You're reading the news for America, allegedly, not just your own party and shit like that. Man, I would love to see a study done on that and how all media has changed toward that, because now with most of print media dead and you're kind of stuck to online shit, and whenever you click on an article, now they're asking you to pay usually a dollar for like the Washington Post or the New York Times or whatever it is. They're out of money. And most of these outlets will be done within the next 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, apparently the New York Times, there's an article today that the New York Times is going to put after, I mean, they just straight up said it, after the post-Trump slowdown, which, if you're a news agency, do you really want to admit that? Do you want to admit that you've been obsessed with this man for 4 years, and now that he's not around anymore, you don't have a product that people want? That's really embarrassing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And now they're going to move into, like, gaming and stuff.
The New York Times?
Yeah, or some shit. I don't know.
Wow.
That's hold on.
Gaming would be hilarious from the New York Times. The only thing that was propping them up was that show. They've got a podcast that's really big. The Daily?
Yeah.
That thing's huge, but Jesus Christ, is that slanted. And it's this fucking woman's voice who, you know, has 9 cats that you can tell. And she's just like, hey, everyone, good morning. Joe Biden was the hero today, and we're all lucky to live in his presence, and you know, and then kind of like sprinkled in with like news, and you're just like, what the fuck is this, man?
Mm-hmm.
But that's where they were getting a lot of their advertising dollars from. I know they're doing documentaries as well with FX. They did that Britney Spears one. So yeah, maybe they are pivoting and going in a totally different direction.
It currently plans to invest more money in games and puzzles than ever before.
Like
Words with Friends and Farmville and Zynga and shit. Like Zynga's the one that makes those two.
I wonder if they're trying to get into apps.
They hired Jonathan Knight, the guy who oversaw Zynga when they were making Words with Friends. I think they made not Angry Birds. What was the other one? Candy Crush.
Oh yeah, Candy Crush.
So they're getting away from news, which is great for everybody, because they haven't been really reporting the news for fucking years anyway. So may as well just.
But they cashed in on Trump, man. Now the golden goose is gone.
Yeah.
Now they're going to get into gaming.
Well, that's what he said, too.
Yeah. Look.
You're not going to have Donald Trump to push around anymore. He should have said that on his way out, like Richard Nixon style.
Yeah. He might have. It just wasn't covered by him.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
He's got no social media. We got a couple sponsors to pay for this. GhostBed is up first. GhostBed.com/DrinkyBros. One of my besties from college got the new 3D Matrix mattress today.
Right.
And he said it was the fucking shit. I got a nice little text message, and he was like, yo, what the fuck, man? These are legit. And I was like, how many fucking years have I been doing
this? How long do we have to tell you that they're legit? How many do we have to have in our own homes before you assholes will start to trust us? God damn it.
Yeah.
Although a lot of people do. I mean, I get fucking pictures all the time of people like, oh, I'm in my ghost bed. Somebody sent me a picture of one with a giant wet spot on it the other day and said, hey, the mattress protector worked.
There it is. And if you're out there and you order a mattress, take a picture of it, put it on Instagram, tag GhostBed, and put hashtag drinking bros, and they're going to send you 2 free pillows. That's going on right now. That deal is in effect. Also, the 40% off bundle package is still in effect. If you get the adjustable base in any mattress, congratulations. That's a big, big savings. For the rest of it, 30% off. Earth thing.
It's like how... The product is great. It has a 20-year warranty on it as a bed. And then they're going to give you 36 months pay-as-you-go and 30 at a minimum percent off.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe buy a fucking bed.
Yeah. So look, man, just put that promo code in at checkout for Drinker Bros, and that'll be the 30% off. And then, as always, there's a 36-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest there. So you can couple all those deals together with that and walk out of there with like $35 a month with a whole new fucking bedroom. You're welcome. GhostBed.com/drinking bros. Next up, private schools are pushing the woke agenda.
Oh.
Not surprised. Upscale private schools across the country are fighting back against racism by being really fucking racist.
They're using
tactics out of a George Orwell book here.
Yeah, that's it's straight up indoctrination at this point, right?
Yeah. A lot of ideologies focused on highlighting race, gender, class, and physical differences, which is great. In an effort to decenter whiteness, and that's real.
Decenter whiteness, got it.
The term Newton's laws has been replaced with the three fundamental laws of physics. Did Jesus Newton not Christ. Do it anymore?
Can you not get credit for the fucking work you did now? I mean, goddamn.
Did Newton get canceled and I didn't know it?
You know, a white Canadian, James Naismith, invented basketball, right? Is that not part of, we're not going to say that anymore either?
Yeah, it was a white guy white in Canadian. The 1800s.
A white Canadian.
Yeah.
Not that he was, not he didn't create basketball because he was white. He did it because he was fucking bored, man.
Yeah.
Also, at no point in my life, of all the times I may have had a racist thought cross my mind, was I like, yeah, we invented fucking physics.
Yeah, we did it, man. Oh, yeah.
Like, no point.
The Egyptians invented the number zero, or the absence of number, right? Like, yeah. That didn't exist. Algebra came from the Egyptians.
Yep.
So,
right.
Like, I've never really felt any kind of way about that. That's never been offensive to
at
me.
At no point was math a point of pride
Jesus
for my ethnicity.
Jesus fucking Christ, dude.
So is that why they took Newton out of there? Because he was white? Or did he have some fucking other crazy shit?
He didn't live in a time or a place where people owned other people. So I don't know what else he would have done. Like, Newton's relationships with his students were problemat. Oh, yeah. Did you get a bunch of fucking rate my professor goddamn reviews from him? .com? Motherfucker, it was a goddamn 1600s, you piece of shit. By the way, Newton's three laws of physics are what we use to land on the moon.
Yeah.
So, good job, buddy.
Yeah. Yep.
Sorry
yep.
about that, yep. Apple.
He was born in 1643.
Yeah.
So, not real sure what they're trying to pin on
you. Think
him
they're
there.
Going back in his Twitter history? He's got a bunch of problematic tweets.
His tablet
from 10
weren't
years
they
ago.
Writing on tablets with like stone and
no,
shit?
They had a no.
He was. You think they found some old scrolls with his twill?
Twill
writings. And we're like, whoa.
They would have still been using an etching printing press back then, which is super rudimentary. He was probably using a quill, yes, to be honest.
Has to be, right?
Yeah.
Maybe they found some old quills, dude, and they were not stoked yeah. about him, you know?
They found a bunch of quill drawings. Like, oh, he drew like a fucking a picture of someone, and it's like, oh, it seems kind of racist. Like, maybe it's racist of you to think it's racist.
Oh my God, dude.
People look the way they look, by the way. Like, drawing an accurate representation of another human being shouldn't be like an offensive thing.
No, I'm trying to find here why they canceled him. Let's see.
No, they
here.
Just told you because they don't want people to think like that's how these people think. If somebody sees that it was a white person who did that, they think that physics somehow belongs to white people or that black people can't do it. That's absurd, dude.
Yeah.
Watch Good Will Hunting
yeah.
and listen to the part where the mathematics professor, played by Skarsgård,
yeah.
Is talking about that random fucking Arab dude that happened across like a remedial math book of some sort and extrapolated all these crazy theories and theorems out of it. Like, that is, some people are just really good at stuff, and it has nothing to do with what they look like. Right. Everybody yeah. pretty much accepts that. I mean, who's the most famous scientist in the world right now? Probably
shit.
That guy right there in front of you, right?
Yeah.
Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Probably him or Bill Nye.
Bill Nye is not even a scientist. He's got a master's degree in mechanical engineering. He is not a scientist. He's a fucking goober, that guy.
So I'm reading this. I found the article. This is real, dude. It's called Why the Left Hates Sir Isaac Newton. The schools are the demonizing capitalism. Indoctrinating students in critical race theory and canceling words like father, mother, and all that other stuff. But I guess they said Newton was too privileged and white. So it was his whiteness. That's real. It was the...
Sweet. There's an episode of Futurama where they're trying to disprove evolution, and finally Farnsworth just says, I don't want to live on this planet anymore. And he gets in a spaceship and he fucking leaves.
I am very close to that.
Elon, I need you to get that spaceship ready, brother. I got to get out of here. It's too much now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, for a while it was irritating. I'm like, I'm not letting this happen. And now it's just like, oh, okay, fuck, man, this is beyond the pale. It's like being in an argument with somebody, and all of a sudden they start talking about how the earth is flat. They're like, oh, shit, I thought I was talking to a fucking person here. You're retarded.
Yeah.
I don't need to have this conversation anymore. I can just get the fuck out of here.
I'm just glad it was invented. At no point in my life have I ever thought about the race when it comes to inventions.
No.
Like, I don't really care about that. I just wanted things invented.
Yeah.
You know? Fucking A, dude. I can't believe it's...
I mean, look... The fucking iPhone is made by little Chinese hands.
It is, yeah.
So it's like, are you not going to use it because of that? No, I'm using it right now.
Yeah.
Sending nudes to all kinds of people right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Not my nudes, others.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I collect them. I'm a curator of nudes.
Man.
Yeah, this is all dumb as shit, man. It's dumb on a level that is, forget about being problematic with dumbness. This is like self-destructive almost. It's wild as fuck, man.
Why would you put your kids in this? Like, I I'm a father, so I'm having a hard time understanding why you would pay for something like this.
I have no idea. I have no idea. I mean,
I believe that it's going on for sure. And I know it.
I mean, but it doesn't work, right? So we saw even in San Francisco, they fucking had all those plans to do that shit. And as soon as the rubber met the road, they're like, yeah, this is pretty stupid. We're not doing this.
Yeah.
Even San Francisco decided not to do that shit.
Yeah.
Cooper made some good points here. One of our writers, Cooper.
Yeah.
He said, once a word becomes offensive, it gets replaced with another word that means exactly the same thing.
Yes.
And then whenever that word becomes offensive, we find a new word that means exactly the same thing, like retard and moron. Used to be
idiots,
like idiot. Yeah. They all used to be medical terms,
mm-hmm.
and then people started using them, in slang.
Yes,
and then they become offensive, and then we find a new word that means exactly the same fucking thing, dude.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Person of color, colored.
Yes,
is it that different? No, it's not. Right. One was used to denigrate people, I guess, and the other one hasn't been yet. But at some point in the next 20 years, person of color, POC, like, dude, fucking POCs are ruining America or something like that. Somebody will say that online.
Yeah.
And then people will start getting canceled for using person of color. And then they're going to go back into their Twitter history and be like, oh, 20 years ago, you were using person of color. You just, you know, you didn't really progress like the rest of us did. Like, God damn it, dude. Let's just burn this whole fucking place down.
Yep.
Roast some marshmallows.
Yep.
And then get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, because that's that is kind of where we were at with all of this. It's just going to keep going. Yeah, I mean, is this real? So with like the word retard, it says it went to mentally handicapped, right? After that, it was special needs, which is at our school. So like, you know, my kid's school, it's they call it special needs.
Yeah.
And then now it becomes differently abled. Is somebody using that word, differently abled?
No, I mean, it just takes too long to say that. Retard is so easy to say.
It is. It is very easy.
Retard. Two words.
So that was the medical term for it.
Yeah, it was.
Okay,
and nobody, by the way, Michael Scott said it best. Nobody calls retarded people retards. You call your friends retarded when they're acting, or you call your friends retards when they're acting retarded.
Right.
Like we're butthurt about everything, man. I don't know. We need to get butt healed real fast.
How do you heal it though? You can't sew it up.
A nice salve.
Ah,
a little cream, like that. I don't know.
Just like societal Kegel exercises.
Yeah, pay some special attention to your own butthole.
I know. I owe my butthole an apology after last night. I had some quesadillas with like real jalapenos in them, and I was like, "Whoa!" I was not expecting that. And he goes, "I got quite a kick," and I could hear my asshole crying out into the darkness.
Fucking Jay is sending over the new seltzer labels.
Correct. Yes. So we got those done. Amped. Super amped about that.
Speaking of getting amped.
Yeah, speaking about getting amped, CardoMax.com, promo code DB. Here are the bags. By the way, good woe single here. There it is. Boom. You get 15 of these big guys in a bag. Reason why I'm showing you this bag, with the promo code DB at CardoMax.com, CardoMax.com, you get two of them. Buy one, get one.
BOGO,
what we call it in the biz, dude. Shit, I'm all hyped up off this stuff. Zero calories, zero carbs, zero sugars, whole lot of fucking energy. Got a little cup of it right here going for the afternoon show today. This one's owned by Sean Mattson. You know Sean, our buddy, former Navy SEAL, madman. Mad scientist is—he's out of his mind. He's doing—is that when's that run he's doing with the bomb?
I don't know.
The bomb
I think it's in April sometime.
I think so too. It's coming up. Yeah, it's coming up. go to CardoMax. You can pop that up on the screen right there. Look at that BOGO. The blue raspberry and the pink lemonade. Those are our two faves. I go blue raspberry. I know you're the pink lemonade guy. Yeah. This is the energy intensifier you're looking for. Dude, you pop this in like pre-workout wise, you're good to go. Yeah. Or if you're like myself, who's a nomad living in weird states and all this other shit right now.
They're easy to, you can't carry a can of something around with you, right?
Right, right.
So just pop that shit in your bag.
In my bag, yeah.
Bradley Yandel's in the chat saying pink lemonade gets you going. That shit's the truth. He is absolutely right about that.
Yeah.
I mean, I see a lot of people just pop the pack into their mouth.
Into their mouth,
like,
yeah,
just
all the time.
Just fucking raw dog that shit.
Yeah.
That's a bit much for me.
It is. Right? It is. We had some people at the last UFC fight. They were pounding these things.
Yeah.
That's a little much for me. I got to put in some water and slowly introduce it to my blood.
What I would recommend is pour yourself four fingers of vodka.
Yeah.
Right? And then a splash of Topo Chico, and then fire one of these bad boys in there and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Yeah, you're good to go.
Right.
Good to go. Go to cardomax.com, CARDOMAX.com. Promo code DB. Buy one, get one. So try both. Shit. You get a blue raspberry and a pink lemonade and enjoy your fucking life. Next up, in the spirit of inclusiveness, Columbia University is hosting segregated graduations. Oh, my God. I talked about this a couple days ago. This is the moment where...
This is the fruition of all this stupid bullshit,
all of
dude.
All of it.
I'm thrilled.
There's
going
to be six different graduations that you have the option of going to. An Asian graduation, this is all real, a Native graduation for Native Americans, a Lavender graduation for the LGBTQ students.
Why do they call it Lavender? Is that a word that's being used and commonly to refer to the gay community?
I don't know. I would be offended by that if you're going to be offended by it.
I mean, I guess there are no people who are lavender shaded. So.
I mean, they don't like harder colors?
I don't know.
There's a black graduation, I'm going to say Latinx instead of Latinx.
Latinx, yeah, I'm good with that.
Latinx graduation.
And there's also a low-income graduation.
That's the worst one.
Like, how do you quantify that? You're in college. How much money are you making in the fucking first place?
Well, here's the thing.
Like, isn't everybody in college a low-income graduate? I would go to that one.
Because Columbia is the most expensive school in the nation,
It's based on your parents?
It's based on your parents, whether or not they paid or not. And they give us some scholarships away to poor people, Dan, is what they're saying. And it's like nothing would want to make me sit at good graduation and be like, man, it's time to acknowledge where I came from.
Hey, y'all going to the poor one? There's like fucking, they don't have any of the shit. This is like spam.
They start playing the Sanford
spam
and
Son little cups of
theme song.
Not even Coke. It's little cups of Pepsi. This is the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life.
But I actually
like this one.
Dude.
This is one where... you know, to me, this is one of those things where you see somebody driving like an asshole.
Yeah.
And an instant karma happens. They wreck or get pulled over or something like that. That's what we're seeing right now. And I cannot wait for the other foot to drop here because something bad is going to happen.
Yeah, I'm
just going to be like, oh, thank you for that little piece of heaven.
Once the other shoe drops, though, I wonder what we're going to do here.
Well, I mean, look, it's not just Columbia. They're one of more than 75 other schools who have done this, including Harvard, UC San Diego, where Brian Keating is, by the way. So I have to talk to him about
shit.
That.
Yeah.
UC Irvine, UC Berkeley. That's no fucking surprise.
No.
Jesus Christ. And Yale. And the Department of Education was poised to make a stand against these things, classifying them as a form of segregation. And the Biden administration has since suspended that decision.
Okay.
So just so you know, the Department of Education said no, and Biden said shut up. That's what happened here.
That's great. That's great. If you're at the Columbia University graduation, right, and you went to the poor one, send us a picture and we'll buy you a meal on Drinking Bros. We will. We'll buy you a dinner out somewhere in New York.
Mm-hmm.
You pick the restaurant. We'll buy you dinner. If you send us a picture of you in attendance at the poor graduation, I'm just curious
as to
how many people are in the poor one where it's just like...
I want to just make a t-shirt that just says poor on it. Like it's a black t-shirt with white letters and it just says poor. Like I'm here for the poor, man. Or get a graduation sash that says poor on it.
I got a note with the publisher. It's Simon & Schuster over the first book, At Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed, over the fucking phrase. I use the phrase Mexico poor. I was like, unless you're fucking Mexico poor, like move on with your life or something like that.
I mean,
and they were like, you can't say that. And I was like, well, I'm going off of the GDP.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Is it not like acceptable to say what things are?
Well, that one they were they
like
said,
it's only when it's negative, right? Like if we talk about somebody being tall, for example.
Yeah.
It's not a problem.
Right.
Like, dude, fucking people in America are pretty tall compared to people in Asia. Like, yeah, that's true. Just how fucking life works, man. We can't talk about that shit. It's fucking cold outside the other day.
Well, here's the weird thing. So, like, I literally use that example. I go, hey, man, I'm talking about the GDP of it, you know? And they were like, oh, well, I guess it's okay then. I think people just want to hear it come out of their mouth, you know? And then they're like, well, okay, cool. If there's some reasoning against it, well, then I guess we must be okay. And right. It's all a crock of shit, man. Mm-hmm. All this fucking shit is such a crock of shit. But again, if you're at the Columbia University graduation here, you've decided to graduate in the poor section. Send us a picture with whoever of yourself and whoever's in that section. Dan and I will buy you dinner.
I will.
At
I will.
The finest, whatever the nicest. There's a Mastro's and a Nobu. And
no, I'll come. We'll go to. Well, I don't know if they're open or not, but we'll go. I'll go to New York City and take you to La Esquina, my favorite taco speakeasy. Remember that place?
Oh yeah, yeah, I love that place.
It's fucking one of the best restaurants in all of New York. Or I'll take you to Red Rooster, Marcus Samuelson's place in Harlem. It's super dope.
Yeah,
there's a lot of fucking cool stuff we can do there. I just want to, yeah, again, we want to see what the fuck it looks
this
like.
This is a Michelin 5-star restaurant. We can go. We'll take it wherever you want
Michelin
to go.
Only
I don't
has
really care.
3 stars.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. It's, it could be a 5-star restaurant, but it would only have 3 Michelin stars.
Oh, fuck that. Whatever it is. I don't give a shit. You and I went to one last time. It was okay. But if you want to go there, we'll go. We'll take you there. Just grab a fucking selfie of you and the poor people.
Seriously, poor if you can... if you can get somebody that's a drone camera operator and spell the word poor out with the students across the fucking quad there during the graduation, that would be even better.
Yeah.
Everybody's wearing masks on. Fucking just, ugh, come on, man.
Miserable. God, not only are you paying $60,000 a semester, then you're going to graduate in the poor one, and then you have to graduate with a mask on in a hot New York summer. Gross. Gross.
Can you go to multiple graduations? You have to pick one.
Can you be?
Because I would sue if I was a poor, like a poor gay person. I would sue
Latinx.
Like,
if I was a poor Latinx, yeah. Yeah, I would. I'd be pissed if I couldn't go to both. Next, we got DraftKings. March's biggest tournament is finally here. What we do know is this: somebody's going to be cutting down the nets, and there will be no shortage of madness. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog, win $256 if they win. It's that simple. Turning $4 into $256 is a 64-to-1 odds. Every dollar you bet could turn into $64. I'll be betting all of the money on all of these games, by the way. So I'm in for this. Pick one of the many select college basketball underdogs for your shot at winning $256. All it takes is a $4 bet. That's it.
Just for the first round here, yeah, too. I mean, there's going to be a lot more fucking... there's going to be a lot more bets going on. So just to... These are for limited time only, by the way. So get in now. You got to be 21 or older. And New Jersey, Indiana, and Pennsylvania only.
Yes.
New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in Indiana, it's 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Man, I might have to do that. I have a problem that can't be stopped.
No, we have a good time.
I love it. I love it. It's a. I like putting a little something on it. I feel like I'm in it. Like I'm playing in the games. Yeah. Download the top-rated DraftKings sports app now. Use the promo code BROS when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls the upset. That's BROS to turn $4 into $256 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sports. Yeah, because tomorrow's March Madness. The play-in games are tonight, and we're super amped about that. We would be going live doing watch-alongs, but we have that early flight in the morning. And then, but you guys will be, Hot Bob and Dan, you guys will be going live on Drinking Bros Sports tomorrow,
yeah,
right?
Tomorrow, yeah, we're going to be in...
Los Angeles.
We're going to be in LA recording with, recording with Stephen Kotler, the author of Stealing Fire, which is book number one in the book club. So if you've got questions for Mr. Kotler, DM them to me at Dan Hollow on Instagram, and I'll make sure I run through those and ask him all the pertinent questions. And we're also going out there to start a new show that we will be announcing pretty soon.
Yeah.
Within the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, merch is live now, so you bitches can't make a joke out of it anymore.
Yeah, it's finally real. It's finally real.
I think our probably first game we're going live for is Georgia Tech, Loyola Chicago.
What is that?
2 p.m. Central.
Yeah. Oh, because of the fucking lady? Is it because of the
Sister,
nun?
Sister Jean?
Yeah, Sister Jean. Is that why you
in
guys
the name
picked
of
that?
The Father and Son and the Holy Spirit?
No, I think they just want to sleep in.
Go to...
is what it really is.
I'll say what. What time is that game tomorrow?
2 Central, 3 Eastern.
Okay. So, get an Uber to the studio. Here's what I want. Every time they show a cutaway to Sister Jean or mention her name, I want you guys to take a drink.
No. No chance. No chance.
It's going to be...
What are you, fucking pussies?
It's going to be...
Come on.
I'm a total pussy. I just don't want to take...
Don't
want to
die.
I don't want to take 500 shots.
How old is she? Did she get the vaccination?
Well, she's a crisis actor. We discussed this yesterday. She's a 20-year-old in makeup. Sister Jean appeared on the scene about 5 years ago. So, yeah, no.
Do you think she might... Like, she's that woman from Game of Thrones, the Red Witch, where if she takes her necklace off, she looks like she's 6,000 years old?
Yeah, she takes the Loyola scarf off, yeah. And she's like, she's 101 and is fully vaccinated.
Oh, well, congratulations.
She's 101 and she, oh, so she got the vaccination.
Is she
going to live through it?
Is she going to come out and dunk during halftime or what?
I don't know.
Off one of the trampolines?
Off one of the...
that should be their halftime show. This is bring out a bunch of nuns dunking and shit.
Sister
Jean! I would say, personally, make her play in a murder ball game.
Oh, God.
That'd be great. Her versus Prince Philip. See who dies first.
Well... Good luck.
That would be a great pay-per-view event.
She doesn't have billions of dollars to keep her alive.
She's got something. Shit, she's 101. She's 2 years older than Philip. Both of them are still rocking.
They both still dunk, too. A lot of people don't know that.
No.
Like when a lot of people didn't notice. It was really a quick cut in the footage they released after Prince Philip got out of the hospital. But one of the fucking frames is him dunking a basketball from the foul line.
Yeah.
Right? And that was just 2 years ago. He's 97 years old at the time.
Yeah. So. Very proficient dunker.
He's mostly known for his dunking.
Next up, Kentucky approves a bill to protect police officers' feelings. Last Thursday, the Kentucky Senate approved a bill that would make insulting a police officer a crime. Senate Bill 211 will now go to the House, where it faces possible amendments. Should the bill pass in the House, it will increase punishments for crimes related to rioting, including making it a crime to insult or taunt a police officer if the comment provokes a violent response.
Oh, my God.
So let me get this straight.
Wait, if
you talk shit to a cop
and
they get offended and attacks you, you'll face criminal charges.
But if the cop doesn't attack you, so I guess just make sure you're roasting them politely. I don't know. What is that? I don't understand the wording there.
I don't either.
It says, including making it a crime to insult or taunt a police officer if the comment provokes a violent response. So the cop can decide to fucking smash your head in if you get a little lippy, and then you get charged for that? For words?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Fuck this shit. If you talk to a cop and the cop gets offended and attacks you, you face criminal charges and not the cop. No, absolutely not. If we put this power in the hands of individual officers, most cops are good people and will not abuse that. Right. But there will be some who do, right?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
God,
I would.
Damn it, that's stupid.
Is it weird that I would? I'll say that out loud.
It's not weird. You're a giant piece of shit. Of course you would.
Yeah.
Like, you're looking for any opportunity.
If somebody got lippy, it'd be like, what the fuck did you say? Great. I'm going to bash your face in with this truncheon. Because I like to use the old British term for nightstick. I like truncheon better than nightstick.
It's hard to say the word asp without sounding like you have a lisp.
Yeah.
Actually, it's hard to say the word lisp without sounding like you have a lisp.
Oh, yeah.
I feel very nervous every time I'm about to say the word lisp, to be honest.
Yeah.
And I make sure I at the end.
You got to pop that P. You got to pop that pussy.
Well, that's what Cardi B said. She won a Grammy for it, so.
Fuck, dude. I watched that performance, by the way, that everybody's flipping out about. I guess there was like 9 million complaints to the FCC about that.
Well, luckily.
It was just two strippers out there, though, for real.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I enjoyed it because I'm a dirtbag, but.
Yeah, I feel like cops are.
If my kid, I would not have let my children watch.
No, of course
that.
Not. No, and it was on network television too. But whatever. I don't care. There's a remote. You can change the channel. I don't care. I don't care about it being on there. I'm just like, whatever.
But if you leave the room, like, let's say I was taking a piss and my kid was watching, I'd be like,
right?
Oh, whoopsies.
Well, you know, look, it's not television's job to parent your children. It's true. So
it's true.
And it's not police's job to decide what is and isn't free speech and then beat you for it. Right. That seems a little bit problematic. Cops are fucking mostly alphas. You should be if you're in that job.
Yeah.
Should be whether you're male or female. It doesn't matter. You should be an alpha in that job. And if you need a law to protect your little hurt feelings, you're not an alpha. You're a pussy, frankly. Like if somebody can bait you into committing crimes by talking to you like that. Sorry, man. I've been on a lot of these details. I've seen police in Oakland especially get called. I've seen black police I know that grew up in West Oakland get called racist by white children at Cal Berkeley.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And they just sat there and like looked back at me, and I'm like, I don't fucking know, dude.
Don't look
at me. I know I'm white, but I don't have an answer for this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But they didn't fucking wail on the guy. It's like, fuck out of here.
I said let him. I lean towards the cops on this one. Let them.
Yeah.
You know?
I kind of want to, but it's just too much to deal with.
I'll say it. Let them. If they call you a shithead or whatever it is, knock them out.
Next thing, speaking of knocking people out, we got a new, this is a company that we're part owners in now, relaxstandard.com. It's beard stuff. It's this stuff right here, actually, is the stuff that I use mostly. These beard oils, and they have some other products. But this product, Vainglory, the beard stuff, this is what I put in my beard every day.
And I asked you for, 2 years. I was like, what is that, dude? Yeah. Why do you smell great every single day? And you said it was this.
And it's got all kinds of shit in it, including leave-in conditioners and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
My beard is soft as fuck. If you show up to a show, I'll let you run your fingers through my beard.
It is the very best, by the way. And it's the very best on the planet.
Yeah.
So we were like, hey, man, how can we partner up with you guys?
You can go to relaxstandard.com, use the promo code DRINKROSE, you get 20% off of everything on the site. And if you order over $50, you get free shipping. And that is...
And that beard stuff, by the way, lasts forever.
Oh, yeah. That's probably for me, and I've got a pretty good beard, big beard, and I use it every single day. That's probably like 3 months worth right there.
Yeah.
So I usually buy two or three of them at a time, along with some oil. I use oil maybe once a week, just to make sure my face is rehydrated and shit like that. But if you're not using a good beard care product like that that keeps the hair on your face soft, then you're gonna get fucked up beards. You're gonna get split ends on your face and all that shit. You're gonna get rashes and irritations. You don't want that shit. You want to rock a beard but still look like you could fucking, you know, live in society. You don't want to look like this dude that shot up all the Asians.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's a legit beard. Neck beard, that guy.
Yes.
Like a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah. Worst beard I've seen in a long time.
And I'm not saying a bad beard leads to violence.
No.
But
it could.
You don't want people looking at you like you just stormed the Capitol.
Exactly. Beard. Exactly. So go to relaxedstandard.com. That's RELAXED standard.com. Promo code Drinking Bros, 20% off. That is the best smelling products I've ever got a chance to enjoy, because I spend most of my life with you, let's face it.
Yeah. Elon G in the chat says, what about butt hair? Yes, it also works for butt hair.
Ooh, you can put a little on there. I don't have any. I was blessed without hair, really.
I wear a butt merkin. So a merkin is a pubic, for those of you who don't know, if you haven't worked in Hollywood before, a merkin is a pubic wig.
It is, yes.
And I use one for my butt.
Yeah.
Because I don't want, like, look, if I happen to get arrested, I want there to be some, like, you know, take a look like, nah, I'm not getting in there.
Yeah, I'm not getting that beetle.
So the first thing, by the way, if you should always keep one of those little packets of peanut butter on you.
Mm-hmm.
If you do happen to get arrested, just scoop it out into your hand and fucking swipe it up your butthole.
Yep.
And I promise you won't get raped in jail.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's a promise that you're willing to stand by, huh?
I am, yeah.
Okay. Next up, now this one's different here. California wants to ban cops who have used hate speech. You're on both sides of this at this point, right?
I don't know how I feel about this yet, because when you, I understand this in principle, because if there's a cop online, or you have, if you have like body cam footage of them or cell phone footage from a person where they're using racial slurs, right? They're calling people the N-word or whatever the fuck, fire them. Yeah. Get them out of there.
Yeah,
because that is, you cannot tolerate that shit. Not even if they're just fucking joking around or some shit like that, the perception and how dangerous that job is, it makes every other cop less safe, which makes society less safe. You cannot tolerate that shit. However, what's hate speech? You know what I mean?
Yes. And this, so by the way,
that's the fucking problem.
And both of these stories in two different states, wildly different states, Kentucky and California, for Christ's sakes. When you start getting into words like this, And then who's determining what those meanings are? You're going to get into some lengthy, lengthy court battles for this shit.
I mean, are we going to trust the California state legislature to do that? I mean, come on, man.
No, you're not.
That's ridiculous.
So, a lot of what's going on in society, and shit, you can even go back to earlier when I was talking about the media and all this other shit. It's over words. I mean, the Newton's laws thing. Fundamental laws of physics. Like, it's over words at this point, and I get there's hate speech, and I get there's words that are extremely offensive to some people. I can only name a couple, though. Me. Like, you know?
that are truly off-limits.
In society, where you're like, all right, well, shit. Other than that, you know, the beauty is in the eye of the beholder of what words mean what to different people and shit like that. So, I don't know, man. All of this, you start to get really dangerous where you're, the censorship issue for me, that's what I really fucking care about going forward, because I don't know when this stops.
Yeah.
Or who's on the other side of it that's judging it, saying you're wrong for saying this, whatever that is. Again, in my vocabulary, there's only a couple words that I don't say. Everything else is on the table. But
same.
I don't know who's going to police this. And if it's California, good fucking luck, dude. I can tell you to live in there for 18 years. That's going to get fucking wild.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. I mean, it won't apply to people affiliated with groups pushing critical race theory, by the way, even though critical race theory is entirely based upon judging people by immutable characteristics like their skin color and ethnicity and shit like that and nationality. That's what it's all about. So you can say that you can teach that white people are intrinsically evil. Right, and say that out loud even, but that's not considered hate speech. And therein lies the problem. I can guarantee you this also would apply to the small brain pussies over in Antifa that call for violence against, like, capitalism and things like that. I mean, what is it to say something offensive truly? You know what I mean?
Right.
The sign of a good law is that it's clear, concise, and enforceable. Those three things, right? Clear in its intent, concise in its verbiage, and then actually enforceable.
Yeah,
those are the three key elements of any good law, and this is just retarded. But I would get obviously fired for saying that.
Yes.
Even if I was saying, if I'm talking about an idea being retarded, right? They're going to assume I'm making a joke about mentally handicapped people. Clearly, that is not the case.
Yeah, and by the way, speaking of words and all this other shit, I've been seeing this floating around Twitter. There's an Antifa book that is number one right now on the New York Times bestseller list. Andy
Dufresne.
I don't know how to say his last name. NGO.
Oh, yeah.
And Bingo was his name-o?
Huh? No.
Is it no? Yeah. Okay, so the G is silent?
He's like a reporter, right? That gets beat up by Antifa all the time?
I guess so.
Yeah.
He
is, the gay Asian conservative reporter who was attacked during the protests.
Okay. This thing, man, is going around everywhere, and this is number one. I have not read this yet, but there's a lot of people tagging it and everything else, and I know there was like somebody from Mumford & Sons posted it on Twitter, and they got like destroyed for it. I don't know what it's about, but I do know that it is number one, this Antifa book. I'm curious to check it out. Fuck, I don't really know that much about it. It just seems like a bunch of... I know those mug shots. Have you shown those mug shots, Bob? Pop open the ones of Antifa, the ones that were arrested.
Oh, they all look like white people from Bend, Oregon?
Yes.
That are meth heads? Yeah.
And they're all... Their eyes are all super close together, and like they're all like spray-painted hair and shit. Like, I don't know if there's a handbook that you have to get your hair spray-painted like that or what the fucking story is. There it is. That's it. This has been floating around, and the one guy looks like the guy from the Aurora shooting there, in the middle there. But
how do you not immediately go to the burn victim in the middle?
Yes, all of it. Like, I mean, super fucking strange. But
what's the one shaved part right up the middle of this chick's head with a face tattoo?
I think he was just like, fuck it, you know. What's the big... Look at next to her. Look at the big head guy.
I also don't think these people are real.
For real?
These are avatars.
It seems like it, right?
Oh my God! It's
the but I guess it goes into ever. Like the history of this in the background and all that shit. But I've been getting a lot of messages. I have not read it yet. I will check it out for sure. But yeah, man.
Wait, so it's like a pro Antifa book?
No, it's just telling about like why they're what they're doing.
And the Mumford and Sons guy reposted it, and he got heat for what exactly? Did he take a stance?
Because the writer's a conservative.
Oh, he is.
Oh, it's Andy Ngo that wrote the book. I see. Okay. I mean, he's
pretty controversial beyond being like conservative.
I actually don't know that much. I don't know much about him.
People think he fudges a lot of shit. Okay. But he was also when the Capitol riots happened, he was like he's like Mr. Antifa, and he's like I didn't see any Antifa there. And when people were like, there's definitely Antifa. So I really don't know his reputation. I just know he pisses people off way more than even like the average conservative writer.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And that's why they were going after the Mumford and Sons guy, huh? Okay.
Oh yeah, that was stupid. But yeah, Andy Ngo is a lot more controversial than someone who would appear in like the Wall Street Journal.
Got it. Opinion section. Yeah, a bunch of listeners have been sending me this book link. I have not read it. I'll peep it out though. It seems interesting shit. If it's number one, fuck it. Next up, Pentagon was caught hiding 1,000 extra troops in Afghanistan.
Oops.
Whoopsies.
This goes into a lot of other stuff that is going on right now that I'll get into just in a few minutes. But first, last February, a deal was struck between the U.S. and the Taliban to withdraw all American forces from Afghanistan by May 1st of this year. Now, the Biden administration is struggling with that decision on whether or not to follow through with pulling out the remaining 2,500 troops. It's really interesting how in politics the War Hawk Party changes from time to time. Like mm-hmm. It was the Republicans, and now it's the Democrats that want to stay there and fight. There's always an impetus for it, I'm sure.
Because they buried Trump. He wanted to pull the troops out of Syria. And
imagine
all
that.
Over and over again, they buried him.
The 2004 election, the 2008 election, and the 2012 election were all about getting our troops out of the Middle East. And as soon as Trump shows up and starts doing it, like, racist.
Well, we need them there now because we can't just leave these people and all this other shit. And it's like,
It's crazy.
At what point do you just say, hey, man, we're out of here?
Well, now it's
going home.
Yeah, now it's even more complicated because a New York Times reporter recently discovered the Pentagon has been hiding the presence of 1,000 additional troops over there. So the DOD acknowledged that units working alongside agencies like the CIA are quote-unquote classified and not included in official numbers. So basically, they have slice elements attached to the agency and probably State Department and other organizations that are just cruising around over there. One of the major factors influencing the final decision is the fact that the agreement didn't involve the Afghan government at all. So we made a deal with the Taliban to withdraw troops and didn't involve the Afghan government. Sweet. if America does withdraw, the chance of the Taliban overthrow, this is exactly what happened, by the way. If you've ever seen the movie Charlie Wilson's War, it's a pretty good synopsis. I would recommend skipping the movie. I mean, I would watch the movie because it's a great movie.
Tom Hanks?
Yes, but read the goddamn book.
Yep.
Because the book actually lists all the stuff that Gestapo did, the agency, the chief of station there, and all the stuff they accomplished. And then it discusses in great detail the pitfalls of pulling out, right, without setting them up for education. If we don't care about the future of Afghanistan, then we should definitely leave, right? And I don't think we should care. That's their fucking problem.
That's what I mean? Yeah.
So the DOD is full of shit always. And I can tell you there's two additional examples. One that I've talked about on the show relatively recently with the 3rd Brigade, 82nd Airborne, and their command being complete fucking dog shit, right? Mm-hmm. And it's not just them. Rich High, Angry Cops, has been dealing with his own shit. He's still in, actually. He's an Army Reservist. But there's a bunch of dudes reached out, male and female reached out to him about conditions that are going to, we know what this all looks like. They're going to lead to what's happening in the 82nd as well. It's bad command climate, horrible morale, and it always leads to mass suicide. Always. Right. So we're dealing with those other two things right now. And I appreciate Richard taking that up because I know it puts him in a precarious situation. And I also appreciate the soldiers and other elements that are reaching out and trying to get this story out, because that's not a safe thing for them to do either. But you have to do something when you see your friends killing themselves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if your command's not going to do something about it, somebody else has to. And you can tell, I mean, the whole command he's dealing with right now, are fucking pissed at him and trying to come after him. And it's the same thing that happened with me with the with 3rd Brigade 82nd. Instead of saying, oh shit, this is fucked up, we should probably try to figure out why our soldiers are killing themselves in record numbers, they're like, we got to find out who these guys are leaking this stuff. I'm like, no, fix your fucking problems, asshole.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I know I've said this, I've asked you this question a few times. Is there a shot that we just get the fuck out of? I'm probably not during this administration, but is there a shot we just fucking leave?
No.
So we're stuck in this thing for 50 years, probably.
Probably, yeah. It'll turn into the new Europe bases, I would imagine. I don't think we're going anywhere.
Fucking eh. Last but not least here, this is my favorite story. Meghan Markle is so oppressed, she may run for president, she says. Meghan Markle, same woman who recently said being a princess is so difficult that she became suicidal, is considering a run for president. According to an anonymous source, Markle is preparing for a presidential campaign in case Joe Biden decides not to run for re-election in 2024, or if he's just not alive by then. Besides the anonymous source, Markle's biographer and longtime friend, Omid Scobie, also claimed that she has her eyes set on the U.S. presidency. Now, this I've heard before in the last 2 weeks a lot. Like, Trump actually came out and released a statement saying, I would like to run against her in 2024. So that's where we're at. It's about who's the most famous, I think, at this point. Right?
Yeah, she's certainly qualified to be president, though.
Yeah. Wait. She was on Suits, dude. Like, that's... She's more than qualified. Suits was on for what, 8 seasons? She's qualified.
Was she on the whole time?
I don't know, but it's on the USA Network. She is qualified to do it. She's fine.
I'm looking through her education and
Did she go anywhere? Did she do anything?
Northwestern.
Oh, she went to Northwestern. Good school.
Big J.
Big Ten. There you go. Big Ten.
She interned at the American Embassy in Buenos Aires. So, okay. Not bad. Worked for the State Department a little bit.
And she was on Suits.
Yeah.
That's the biggest one on USA Network. Yeah, for me.
So she got a bachelor's degree with a double major in theater and international studies. So she does have some education in the political realm.
Ah, wait. Did you say international studies?
Mm-hmm.
She said on Oprah, though, she didn't know who the royal family was. Fuck. I guess they don't teach that in international studies.
Specialized in South America, of course.
She did, yeah, because the British royal families had no dealings.
Yeah, no problems. No problems with Argentina, right? They didn't fight a 3-day war.
Or the fucking goddamn Jesus Christ, the Falkland Islands or anything like that, that where her older brother-in-law served, right? I mean, come on, man.
Oh, that's so good.
She's full of shit.
That's
but, you know,
so good.
I mean, we elected an internet troll / reality TV show host for president. So why not some?
I'm telling you, it's going to be who's the most famous. Recently, in the last, let's say, 2 weeks, McConaughey still said he's still giving the governor thing a hard look right now. And then The Rock, in a recent interview, when he was promoting his show, The Young Rock, on NBC, said, yeah, I am strongly looking at running for president one day. I think that's just where we're at as a country.
Maybe. I think I like Lewis Black about 10 years ago said what he thinks should happen is we should put a monkey in a fucking in a suit and then take him up in an airplane with a parachute and let him out, like throw him out of the plane. And wherever he lands, whoever catches him, that's the president. Whoever catches the monkey is the president.
Yeah.
Because that's about how fucking much sense it makes in the way we choose our presidents these days.
Yes, it does. So I think I'm fine with this. Like, let's see what happens.
She couldn't even handle being fucking princess and taking heat from elderly fucking Wasp,
dude.
Yeah. You think she's going to be able to handle being president and getting torn up in the fucking media every day? Get
not
the fuck
a prayer.
Out of here,
the
man.
Other thing, too, is didn't they move because they wanted a quiet life?
Yeah. We just want a quiet life in the White House where I can exercise control and power over you. No, this is all, you gotta Fig Den, are you going to be here tomorrow for the Jack Sesh?
Yes.
Bring this up to Jack Mandeville. You guys go to Patreon and make sure you're signed up so you can watch the Friday night Jack Sesh tomorrow. And make sure that you ask him about Queen Victoria and her seeding all the European countries, right, with fucking family members from their family. And see what might happen if we now have a Windsor in the fucking White House in America.
Tomorrow we're going to go 5 hours probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
If you get Jack started with that.
Yeah. Well, let him because it's good content. And it's, I mean, if you don't know that story, you can listen to the old episodes of Jack's session on Patreon. He talks about it a lot, but basically what happened was Queen Victoria married off all of her relatives and put them in power in all the main European countries. And then they started fighting each other and they created World War One came out of that.
Yep.
That's how it happened because they were all pissed off at each other.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm sure that there's no chance of any kind of conflict, although it wouldn't be armed conflict between the UK and America, but it's going to be some kind of trade conflict for sure, right?
Yes.
Because they don't like each other.
No.
Fuck that shit. Get these fucking people out of here. That's why dynasties are such a bad idea. Do you want bad blood existing for any amount of time, much less hundreds of years? Fucking Christ, dude.
That would be crazy, man. I can see her doing it. The weird thing is like, dude, it would not shock me, for real, if she decided to do it.
Ferdinand Lundberg, America's 60 Families, was published in 1937. I recommend you go find a copy and read it.
Yeah.
And it talks about the 60 families in America, including Rockefeller, Morgan, Ford, Vanderbilt, Mellon, Guggenheim, Whitney, DuPont, Astor, et cetera,
they're still out there.
That are still here now today. This is written.
And Anderson Cooper is a Vanderbilt.
Yeah. This is written almost 100 years ago now. And it's the same goddamn people running this country that were back then. That is a problem. These people need to go.
Yes.
And we're not going to bring in more people of that lineage from a different country and let them into our fucking system too, man. Goddamn.
Yeah.
It is not white versus black, Republican versus Democrat. It is not one country versus another. It is rich, powerful people against everybody else.
Yeah.
Stop pretending like your little in groups and out groups matter. Money and power matter, right? And as long as these assholes have it, we don't. The end.
Yeah. Now's the point in the show we get to the drinking bro of the week. This one was submitted by Joshua Lacey. He says, not entirely sure how this works, but my friend and I are recent fans of your podcast, and he just passed away. And today was his birthday. His name is Jason. He left a little boy and a fiance behind, and he was only 32 years old. He was a volunteer firefighter, and when I enlisted out of high school, my family pretty much disowned me, and he was the only one there for me for a while. And he was just as twisted of an individual and down for almost any kind of fuckery. I don't know how you guys just let anyone come on here and do this, or if this is sure how this works, but I'd like to nominate him as Drinking Bro of the Week. It's exactly how it works, mm-hmm. Joshua. And you could submit your Drinking Bro of the Week, anyone else, to thedrinkingbros.com. There is a submission form there, and it comes directly to our email. We get it. We open it up, and we read it live on air. We don't pre-screen any of these, so whatever happens, happens. But, yes, that is exactly how it works. You can just submit it. Just go to drinkingbros.com and submit. There's a little tab there for the Drinking Bro of the Week, and it gets emailed to us live on air. The Friday Night Jack Sesh that Dan was talking about is on Patreon. So pop on over there. We got two different shows going weekly on that channel. That's for the like super aggressive shit where it's just like, holy fucking shit, man. Buckle up over there. That's Drinking Bros Podcast on Patreon. What is it, $1 for audio shows for the month or $5 for the video shows? Yep. So, yeah, if you have $1 for a month, then congratulations. You get those, and they're pretty fucking out of control. I love Jack's show.
You also don't want to miss Jack shirtless in the fucking ghost bed, though. So if you can pony up that $5, that's probably better.
Also, we just give away things on the Jack show.
Yeah, like, Jack tries to give away shit from the set. That's why we moved him into a back room. He's a fucking asshole.
Dude. We actually gave away your truck, Ross.
Oh, well, that's fine.
We gave away your truck.
That's actually a marketing expense. We can write that off.
Right, I think so, too. And then somebody's leasing your house currently.
Oh, great.
He shows back up from North Carolina. All the floors are new, but there's a dude living there.
Yeah. And it's like, hey, man, why is my house fixed? Magically.
Yeah, fuck it.
Who knows? And because Giorgio's incompetent, he's left up, video episodes of, like, Alex Jones, per se, that you can also still get for $1.
Right.
Because I haven't
that's
hidden
right.
those.
Oh,
holy
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, you can
that
always,
Alex Jones episodes.
You can almost always depend on Giorgio's incompetence.
Yes, for sure.
Safe.
Go to Drinking Bros Podcast on Patreon. Look, kids, we got some awesome shows on tap for next week. Yep. We are heading to Los Angeles in the morning.
Yep. And there's some brand new shit coming out. You're going to see some of it next week. Some of it you're going to see in the weeks to come. Merch store is live. Go to drinkingbros.com and look at the top. Hit that merch tab.
Yep.
Let us know what you think. There's going to be more of that shit coming out soon, but we just wanted to get it out, what we have. We're still going through the approval process and some other stuff. We're also improving the site itself. So just keep an eye out for all that bullshit.
Yeah. And as always, thanks for joining us on YouTube live. And then the audio show always drops at 8 o'clock Eastern. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and about, leave a quick review.
If you're a baseball fan, about 10 minutes, Hot Bob and I are going to do a baseball show over on the Sports Network.
Yes. So go to Drinker Bros Sports on YouTube. Subscribe and watch that show. That'll get popping off here in about 20 minutes. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Drinking Bros Fake News. Good night, everyone.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.